New York Congressman Paul Tonko visited Albany Friday morning to kick off a week-long spotlight on mental health. Trauma, violence, despair, hopelessness. Dr. Robert Bob Pagelow has seen it all. He took Congressman Tonko on a tour of Canonia Family Practice on Clinton Avenue, the facility he founded and directs. Pagelow grew up in Albany watching his own mother suffer from mental illness. She eventually was institutionalized. He returned to the neighborhood 17 years ago.
I came back here specifically with a view to do what I could to make life better for people. And certainly I'm a doctor, and my primary, vocation is medicine, but trying to make life better for people in the West Hill, Arbor Hill neighborhood, which were the poorest neighborhoods in the city.
On a shoestring budget, Pagelow and his associates provide patients suffering from anxiety, depression, and similar mental health problems that result from substance abuse. Pagelow worked for many years without drawing a salary.
I often tell the staff, I said, we've done so much with so little for so long, we're now qualified to do everything with nothing. You know, and that's the way it feels around here sometimes. Montefiore Project's been a godsend for us because they help us do it better.
Canonia is a participant in the Montefiore Behavioral Health Integration Framework Evaluation Project. Pagelow notes the one-stop facility can more accurately treat and track patients in an area of the city where residents live under constant stress.
We had a shooting out here, a stabbing this past weekend. We had a murder over here on the corner a couple months before that.
During
the day when we were up in our lunchroom, bang, 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 we hear seven shots and we go out and a person staggering down the street and died. So tremendously traumatized community.
Pagelow blames the opioid epidemic for sending the demand for mental health treatment over the top. Tonko says the need is greater than ever to ensure patients in need of mental health services don't fall through the cracks.
And when people have a moment of clarity with the illness of addiction, they need services on demand. And so, you know, you liken it to perhaps a diabetic. If you need that insulin at that moment, it's got to be there, or else you're not going to be effectively treated.
Tonko has a treatment bill before the House Energy and Commerce Committee to aid the substance disorder community.
That's the epicenter of reform, getting treatment to a community that is vastly underserved. 20% are getting served, 80% are not. We can do better.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.